June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, DFW. This is Sean and RJ here on 105.3 The Fan. I'm RJ Choppy. He is Bobby Belt, Peyton and Aiden alongside the commercial-free expressway and Diamond Cavs coming up at 7:20. But let's get in a little NFL. We are the home of the Dallas Cowboys. We will be in Oxnard, California about a month from now, getting you set with the best Cowboys coverage that there is. So why not talk about the Cowboys being in a little bit of unfamiliar territory right now, Bobby, which is... They're old.
They're older. They are older. We talked about this yesterday. The idea that the Cowboys core has a little bit of an expiration date, potentially.
Yeah.
And in large part, that's driven by your quarterback and where he's at with his age. Yeah, move on. But we have a list. Because you know I say everybody loves lists.
Everybody loves lists.
We've got a new list of the 25 players under 25 that are 25 and under. Not even just under 25. 25 and under. Now, I need to give you this caveat, Chop. The list was made by Cody Benjamin.
Is he the Tim Tebow's not on the list?
He's our CBS sports buddy who comes up with awful lists.
Yeah.
I don't think he's necessarily wrong about this fact, though. And we'll get into it here in a sec. Just does this say anything concerning, potentially, about the Dallas Cowboys? Okay. So he goes through the list. These are his top 25. You got guys at the back end of the list like Garrett Wilson, the receiver from the Jets, Drake London from the Falcons. Then you see Bijan Robinson sneak in there. I do feel like, man, this is really low for the receivers, though. Garrett Wilson, 25, Drake London, 24, Malik Nabers, 21. That just sounds like a guy who doesn't like receivers very much.
Yeah, that's kind of low. Those are impact player positions.
Some of the others on here, 16, Brock Bowers, which is roughly where I think he finished on the athletic list of the top 25 players in college football over the last 25 years. C.J. Stroud comes in at 15, Brock Purdy at 14, which, again, I would say is too low.
That's too low. I don't know how he's that low.
Getting into the top 10, you see number 8, Aiden Hutchinson, number 7, Sauce Gardner. Jahmyr Gibbs is number 6, Amon-Ra St. Brown at 5. This is basically just the Detroit Lions roster we're reading off.
Man, that's the scary thing, like, they're young. Detroit's really young. They've got like one more year in this window, I think.
The money's gonna start catching up.
This is it. Like this is they gotta kind of figure it out this year.
Number 4 is Patrick Surtain, and then I'm gonna give you the top 3. I just want you to guess how they were stacked. The top 3 are Jaden Daniels, Ja'Marr Chase, and Penei Sewell. What order do you think they were put in?
Well, considering he hates receivers, it seems, I'll put Chase third.
Chase third, and then who's number 1? Daniels or Sewell?
Man, it's hard. I mean, you could make an argument that Penei Sewell is the best at what he does in the league.
Penei Sewell probably is the reason why the NFL has come out with this offensive lineman award that they're going to give out every year. Because there were talk people trying to say he should be an MVP candidate last year.
He was tremendous. I think he was probably number 1. Should be, but they're not going to give it to an O-lineman. So they gave it to Jaden.
You have the list completely wrong.
Oh, no.
You misplaced everybody in the top 3.
Awesome.
Number 3, Penei Sewell. It says playmakers get shine in Motown, but everything starts up front, where Sewell has used his mammoth size and top-end quickness to pave the way for one of the NFL's most explosive offenses. Number two is Jaden Daniels. Is 1 year enough to call Daniels one of the game's elite quarterbacks? It is for now. The dynamic dual threat didn't just elevate the Commanders' talent in an efficient and explosive rookie season. He also proved unfazed by the magnitude of the stage, dragging Washington all the way to the doorstep of a Super Bowl appearance. And then number one, and I don't necessarily fault him for putting this guy number one, it's Ja'Marr Chase. And Chase was absolutely fantastic last year. Players who aged out of the list, so players who were ranked last year who aged out, there are a couple Cowboys. Micah has aged out of this list now. Mm-hmm. CeeDee Lamb has aged out of this list now. And in terms of the list of also considered, they give us, looks like, about 22 other names. And there's only one Cowboy that even appears in those 22 names as considered, but didn't make the top 25. Would you like to guess who that was? Offense.
Tyler Smith.
Got it. Who's 24 years old, did not make the list here. But this is what's a little bothersome. I'm not advocating for any Cowboys to be on the list because I don't know that any of them deserve to. I think probably Tyler Smith should be. I would think that he's one of the 25 best under 25. But I guess if I went down and broke it down, I might be able to come up with.
Isn't he an All-Pro?
He's an All-Pro, but I mean, if we're talking about really, he was a second team All-Pro. If we're talking about really great young players,
yeah, I get you.
There are plenty of them to look at and say, yeah, I mean, there's a bunch of dynamos that have burst on the scene that are going to year three that are going to be around 24, 25 that are really, really good. Mm-hmm. But it is odd to look at one of these lists. It's the first time in a long time that I think you've looked at one of these lists and you have not seen one of the Cowboys players on there.
It is one of the first times because, like, if you go down throughout history, we are usually all over this list.
Mm-hmm. Because they've drafted so well.
They've drafted well. And this year, I agree with you. They probably shouldn't be. You can make a case that Tyler's deserving. But, look, we have had in years past CD, Micah, Dak, Zeke, Tyron. I mean, all over this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like, it's crickets. And that's given me the realization that, A, I mean, this is a win now age.
Yeah. They got a lot of cap obligations and they haven't drafted. They haven't had home run drafts
right.
The last two.
So their age is win now. They're also a little older. So that's part two, is that they're kind of old. But yeah, it's a little concerning. And again, I'm with you. Like, there's nothing you can change about it. I agree. I'm not saying, hey, listen, we need to get Tyler Smith needs to be on this list or whatever.
Right.
But it's a little concerning that they don't have anybody that is really, really great at a super young age.
I think it just shines a light on they are.
It shines a light on how good they were for the previous 10 years.
Yeah, and it also shines a light on like how much this core is definitely aging. And even if Micah Parsons is young and CeeDee Lamb is young, because I mean, they're only 26, it's not like they're super old, you're still talking about a core that has a lot of age to it. And I mean, you know, guys are getting old. Time goes by quick. I mean, yeah. Dak felt like...
It felt like yesterday that he was throwing four touchdowns in a Miami preseason game.
This is like, it feels stunning to me anyway that this is year 10 for him.
Yeah.
He's been here for 10 freaking years.
Mm-hmm.
Which is just, I mean, if you want to talk about, this will be, in terms of a full-time season, this will he'll now surpass Romo as being the primary starting quarterback for the team for more years than Romo. Because Romo was 06, he took over in the middle of it. But then he was, and so I'm even including years where Romo got hurt. But this is the first year where he was this is now Dak has reached a point where he spent 10 years as the primary starting quarterback of the Cowboys, and Romo had 9. Which is nuts to think about. That's how long he's been around.
Yeah.
And he'll turn 32 while we're out there at training camp.
He's getting old. The team is older. Not old, it's older.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a win now age group. Whether it's a win now team, that's a completely different story. I think you made the argument that because they went with a first year head coach, that it's not win now, because generally win now teams go with an established coach. But I don't think this is a normal win now team, normal franchise anyway.
When do you start thinking of players as not being young? I start thinking about 27. 27 is usually the age that I think of. So let's look at guys who are right on the doorstep of that. Micah Parsons is 26.
I'll give you the answer to that real quick. This was kind of like when I was hopping around Valley Ranch back in the day.
Well,
at the facility, we would always joke about the people, the players who were not young anymore, when they stopped being interested in having conversations about their college football team they played for.
Yeah.
There was one guy who would talk, didn't matter what stage of his career, he would always talk about his college or the NBA. That was Skandrick.
Oh, yeah.
Skandrick, he loved talking about it. But everybody else, like the first year in, man, they couldn't wait to keep talking about college and their college. They would have like a rivalry with their other.
They sounded like Asher Roth. I love college.
Sure.
Oh, come on, you missed the reference. Screw you.
Go ahead. But they would jaw with our teammates who went to rival schools. About year three in, that was gone. That was like my kind of, oh, he's a vet now.
So here are the guys that are turning, will be 27 this season or older for the Cowboys on their core. Oso Odighizuwa. Jalen Tolbert. We've got Kelvin Harmon, Terrence Steele is 27, or Terrence Steele's 28 now. Malik Hooker's 29. Solomon Thomas is 29. Dante Fowler's 30. This is wild to me. Donovan Wilson's 30. Donovan Wilson's the same age as Dante Fowler.
Wow.
Dak Prescott, 31. Gonna be 32. This team is getting older.
Yeah, they are.
Quickly.
They are. That's not necessarily a bad thing, because if you're getting older, that means you're probably more close to winning. But this team is not tremendously close to winning a Super Bowl. I don't think anybody really thinks that.
All right, I'm going to give you a list of guys who would qualify for this list next year with their age still on the Cowboys. And I want you to just tell me if you think that they would be under. By the way, I think it's a little, the one that we might also have an argument for is Deron Bland is 25, but it'll be turning 26 pretty soon. So I don't know if that's what it is. I'm going to list off some of the Cowboys who will still qualify for this list by next year. And you tell me if you think they will be on it next year. George Pickens.
No, I don't think so.
Not going to get enough balls his way?
I don't think so, because the back end of the receivers, you had Neighbors. Neighbors is a much bigger talent.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
Cooper Beebe.
No.
Tyler Guyton.
No.
Donovan Ezeraku, once he signs.
He's got a chance if he gets to 10 sacks.
Sexy, absolutely. Babe.
Tyler Booker.
Yes.
So Booker's the one that you're eyeing is like, that's the guy who next
I'm high
year,
on him. I think Booker's going to walk in and be contention for all pro within the first 2 years.
And I mean, look, if you get that out of him, great. I think this draft class is going to hit in a big way. And I think last year's draft class is going to be remembered more fondly as we get along further. I think Tyler Guyton is still going to be a Pro Bowl player by the time his rookie contract's over. And I think that Maris Leafau is going to be a really good player for them. And so that class from last year, I think, is going to show out, is going to perform a little bit better. But this is the one that I think they really, Tyler Booker, Donovan Ezeraku, Jaden Blue, like Savone Ravel, like these are going to be guys that are,
yeah.
I think all of them are going to be meaningful contributors in the next 3 years or so. And so to me, you've done a good job kind of replenishing some of this talent. You've done a better job replacing some of your depth, but it is something that you're going to have to wrestle with or come to terms with, is the fact that your core is not young anymore.
Right,
you are an aging team in a league that tries to be as young and as cheap as possible, which means your window is not only closing, it's getting pretty close to being, you know, nailed shut, boarded up. Like, that's what you're getting close to. It's the Bob Costas line. They're not as old as the Bills were, but that was the Bob Costas line after the Bills lost their fourth Super Bowl. Was he said on the post game, he said, this is a Bills team that their window hasn't just shut. It's been sealed and boarded up. Like, that's what Dallas is looking at running into here.
Yeah. And you know, the other thing is, in the top 10 of these players, you have five players on this of two of the teams that are, you know, in your way to get to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. That's Washington and Detroit. They've got those two teams make up five of the top 10 players on this list. So I agree. I mean, it's closing. It's closing a little bit. It's Sean and RJ here on 105.3 The Fan. We are your home of Dallas Cowboys football. We're also the home of the Rangers, and crushing news for the Rangers pitching. And we'll go shopping in the trade market a little bit. Diamond Cavs coming up next on 105.3 The Fan.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch, because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series, as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit, as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.